singing. Appreciate the opportunity tonight on a Wednesday night to come down and preach to you. Amen. God has really provided this week, and he's been good to us. Maybe not so much on this thing, though. All the way up? Up. There you go. Good enough. Is that any better? All right. So anyway, God's good. Amen. Miss Nancy's being quiet, but she's having a little trouble with pain and all, so we need to put her on the prayer list. Amen. Just come back all at once or sneak up on you. Been there. See? She hadn't been letting us know. Old age and arthritis. There you go. Still, we need to put her on the prayer list. Amen. I'll tell you what, we thank God for the healing thus far on Brother Anderson and bringing him home quick. Definitely, as Brother Joe had said, it was a great idea to get him out of this death trap up here and get him into a real hospital. Amen? So we praise God for that. Again, the ladies, if you'll meet after service just for a little while, it won't take long. We can just try to help out because I'm sure Miss Anderson is absolutely exhausted, and we definitely need to keep them on the prayer list. Amen? Just for a little while tonight, I want you to turn to Psalms chapter 90. Psalms chapter 90. We'll start with verse number 1. It says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, ye children of men. He's talking about return them to dust. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as sleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, and at evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years. If by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. Now the key verse tonight is number 12. It says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to thy days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish it. Just for a little while tonight, I'm going to ask you a sobering question. Have you numbered your days yet? Verse 12 says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. I'm going to tell you what my thoughts this week with everything going on and another young man cut down in his youth, 18 years old. We as Christians, I wonder if we've done what the Lord told us to and said, look, he warned us we ought to be numbering our days. Now, what does that mean? We better realize that life is but a vapor. We don't know when our day is going to be up. So the Lord said you better number and realize that if we don't have that thought in our minds and in our hearts, that we'll go all our life before our day is cut short and may do nothing for God. Amen. We better realize, first of all, with numbering our days, let me tell you right now, your days are numbered. My days are numbered. I just don't know when that day is up, neither do you. I wonder tonight, I'll take Randy tonight. Randy, if you knew you had 30 days left and your days were numbered, you think you'd maybe live just a little different? Yes, sir. He's going to be honest, Brother Joel. What about you? You had 2 weeks. Your days are numbered. You think we'd do things just a little different? I'm going to tell you right now, if we realize that our days are numbered, we really, and listen, I could blow this out tonight until my voice left. But what a sobering thought. Do you think we might live just a little different? Do you realize we waste a lot of time on things that doesn't really matter? You know, the Bible tells us, take no thought of tomorrow. What you shall eat or what you're going to wear. But I'll tell you, each and every one of us worry a whole lot about things like that that will mean nothing when your day is up, amen. You won't need anything to eat tomorrow when your day was numbered today and it's over, amen. Isn't that a sobering thought? I wonder what kind of time we spend wasting on trivial things. What about being mad at our brother or our sister? Just looking for something to be upset about. You know, I walked into the house of God and they gave me a bad look. Or maybe they just didn't talk to me. I was ready, listen, I know I've been a horse's behind for 30 days, but I was ready to fellowship tonight, amen. You see what I'm trying to tell you tonight? We waste a lot of time on things that won't give a rip matter when God calls us home, amen. We've got a lot of lost family and kinfolks that we waste a lot of time doing these things when we ought to be witnessing and talking to them and praying for them, amen. Joe's tore up tonight about his lost friends and his kinfolk, amen, that he's wore out over and over and over, and now a young man's life has been cut short, amen, and it's too late for that one right there. Tore up. Hadn't seen him this tore up in years. When's the last time we really got tore up about the lost? We got the same family that he's got. Lost as a goose. Religious but lost, amen. But we too worried about Christmas and about Thanksgiving, amen, to go ahead and challenge them and really love them like we ought to. And listen, go ahead and say, look, something just don't add up here. You know, my days are numbered on this earth, so you know what, I tell you what, we need to be spending more time on what God said to do. You know, God, in God's Word it says, doing His will. A lot about His will. His will. Our will or His will? So see, this is not a real fun message because it hounded me for 2 or 3 days now. How much trivial things that I spend in my mind and wasting God's time. You know what? This is not our time. It's God's time. It's according to how much we want to just say, listen, God, you're true, but I'm going to just give you a half heart. You know, I've got to eat, I've got to drink, I've got a job, I've got a husband, I've got a wife, I've got houses, I've got lands. And God said, your days are numbered. I'm fixing to call your number, and what have you done? You know, my problem is look, don't you want to leave something as a Christian? Now, I think about all the time leaving an inheritance to my daughter and son-in-law and my grandkids. What about making a stand for God and leaving something, your mark for Christ, amen? Will the world know that you're even gone when you leave this world? Have we made such a mark on society? I said on Sunday that if we were what we are to be, the world would absolutely hate us. The world loves us. You know why? Because we don't say anything. We don't do anything. So when we get it in our mind and get it in the truth that, look, our days are numbered. Juanita, your days are numbered. My grandchildren's days are numbered. We need to make something right about this thing about Christianity, amen? I'd like to be known, not for my sake, but for His sake. That I meant something to society other than just my own self. It's just not my life that I'm living. I used to think it's just me. What I do is between me and God. So untrue. The Bible talks about you don't live to yourself, neither do you die to yourself. If I messed up in this world right here, not only would I cause Christ, it just wouldn't look good. What about my family? What about this church? Amen. But when I go home, I want society, I want the world to realize, look, He meant something for Christ. Teach us to number our days. Now, Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. You in trouble tonight? This is what I'd have to tell them. You want dwelling place, and how do you preach a lost funeral? How do you comfort the lost? I could preach your funeral and be okay other than the loss. I know as a saved person where you go. How do you tell them, look, you know what we say is, look, you'll see them again one of these days. You'll see them in heaven. What about the lost? That's something, isn't it, sissy? That's something. You want a dwelling place? He's there for us. Before the mountains were brought forth or ever Thou hast formed the earth and the world even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. I'm going to tell you something. He was there before the foundation of this world, amen. You want a dwelling place? He's there. He's ready. He's willing and He's able, amen. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return to children of men, means to dust. When we finally realize that God is God, we're just but mortal men, and one of these days when our number's up, we're going to go back to dust, amen? For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past and as a watch in the night. Listen, 1,000 years to us is an eternity. But 1,000 years to God is but a day, amen? Thou carriest them away as with a flood. There is a sleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourishes and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. That's man's life right there. Seems like but yesterday I was 18 years old, 20 years old, 25 years old. Now it's fixing to be 58 years old. Boy, has it flew. But you know, to God, it's nothing. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. I'm going to tell you what, your days are numbered. You think your sins are hid in secret? They're not. I may not know your sins and don't want to know them, but I know a God who does know them, and we better all take those things and get it under the blood, amen? You children growing up, man, you young, full of vinegar, I'll tell you what, and I realize I've been there. Boy, there's some things that you're going to get messed up in if you let yourself. And I'm going to tell you what, if God don't bring them out to light, He still knows, amen. There's no secret sins to God. For all our days are passed away in the wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70. And if by reason of strength they be 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days. Here we go again. That we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. You want me to give you some good thoughts in wisdom tonight? Walk out of here tonight and live like you already know your days are numbered. You don't know, I promise you, it doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are, your days are numbered. What are we going to do with the time that we spend until our days are up? That's what's going to count, amen? It's not going to count how much money we got in the bank, how much land we got, how many children we got, how many good times, how many vacations. It's going to count on what we've done for Christ, amen? Number one thing is you better make sure you're saved. If you're not saved tonight, the very first thing you need to do before you walk out of here is make sure you got it right. Then after that, it's a life lived. That's the reason why I have a trouble with some of these churches. All they is just salvation, salvation, salvation. I'm already saved. Our people need to be preached to and taught how to live in this world that we live in. Our people need to be told that, you know what, your days are numbered. You better live like it. So let's all pray for one another tonight. Pray for our pastor and his wife, Miss Anderson's sister that's going to be buried tomorrow, all that family. All of you that are traveling, have traveling mercies. Thank God for being so good to us. The Gray family, Brother Joe, Miss Sandy, all the sick.